Hello. My name is Robert Crichton. Let me tell you a story. It's all about trolls. Well, no, it's about fairies, mirrors, penguins. It's about a lot of things, but mostly it's about trolls. So where shall we begin? Let's begin with fairies. That means we have to go back over 150 years. Let me tell you the stories of the natural history of trolls. Prologue. Once upon a time there was a young princess who encountered a fairy at the bottom of her garden. Now, being a princess, this was one big garden, and one had to go a long way to find anything living there, let alone a fairy. This fairy didn't talk, but it could dance in the air and, most thrillingly, turn itself into anything the princess happened to think of. The princess first encountered this little creature when she had briefly escaped her governess and gone for a walk in the grounds to think. It was thinking about stuff that got Her Highness and quite a few other people into a lot of trouble. The princess was thinking about a story she had been reading in a book all week. As she ran the improbabilities of the story through her mind, she thought she could hear a rustling amongst the trees. Slowly, carefully, a tiny fairy, just like in the book, appeared. She held out her hand, and onto it the fairy sat, looking at the princess with its minuscule eyes. But there was something wrong with its form. The fairy in the book had dark hair, not light brown, and as she thought it, the hair changed colour. A lesser child would have dropped the creature, but she had been brought up well and wasn't fazed. The princess simply stared and thought really hard that the fairy should have a beard. And at the royal command, the fairy grew a long beard. The result of the experiment was clear. The creature could change shape. So the princess cupped her hands round the fairy and took it back with her into the house.